Omela ibandla lamademokrats kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris, yena ovela esigabeni esilemihlobo yabantu ehlukeneyo, udlale indima ebanzi kwezombusazwe engumqaphi ophoqelela ukulandelwa kwemithetho futhi ofuna inguquko. Le yindlela uHarris achaze ngayo unina ekhuluma emhlanganweni weDemocratic Party.
My mother was a brilliant 5-foot-tall.
Umama wayengumuntu okhaliphileyo, omude, onsundu. Futhi wayezwakala nxa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi ukuthi akusolimi lwakhe.
Umlando kaKamala Harris uqala endaweni ezihlala abanengi eSan Francisco Bay, lapho azalelwa khona ngo-1964. Abazali bakhe babe ngabantu bokuza. Unina uShyamala Gopalan owayevela e-India, loyise uDonald Harris owayedabuka kwele-Jamaica, bahlangana eBerkeley eCalifornia befunda e-University of California. Ngeminyaka yabo-1960, iBerkeley kwakuyinsika yokulwela amalungelo abantu abansundu. UHarris uthi akukhumbulayo ngalezo nsuku ikuthi abazali bakhe babesiya emihlanganweni yomzabalazo laye bemfuqa ngokuyinqodlana kwabantwana. Kwathi kufika umnyaka ka-1970 abazali bakhe basebehlukene. UShyamala Gopalan wasuka labantwa bakhe abangamankazana ababili wayalotsha kwesinye istezi eBerkeley, okuyindawo eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiFlatlands. UCarol Potter ngumngane wakhe avela laye khatshana besangabantwana.
So they lived above the daycare center.
Ifleti labo lalinamakamelo amabili nendlwana yokugezela iyodo, njalo laliphezulu kwendawo yokugcinela abantwana, iShelton's daycare.
UCarol Potter loKamala Harris bahlangana okwakuqala esilindweni sebhasi. UPorter uthi,
we were the second class to desegregate Berkeley Public Schools.
Saba yiklasi yesibili eBerkeley ukuhlanganiswa abafundi abamnyama labamhlophe kuqedwa ubandlululo ezikolo zikahulumende.
UHarris wasuka wayafunda eHoward University, okulikolitshi elilomlando wabafundi abansundu, wasesiyafundela ezemithetho. Ngesikhathi abesilisa abansundu bebotshwa ngobunengi eCalifornia, wangena emsebenzini wokuba ngumtshutshisi, okungumsebenzi ochothozwa ngabansundu abanengi. UPorter uthi,
she wanted to go in and change things so that
wathatha isikhundla lesi ukuze eqede ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana okwakusenzakala okwakugxile ekubandlululweni kwabantu ngemihlobo.
Ngo-2002, uHarris wangena kukhetho lokudinga igqwetha elikhulu esigabeni seSan Francisco, uDistrict Attorney, encintisana lomuntu owayephethe leso sikhundla. Okhankasela abesifazana bebandla lamademocrats, u-Andrea Jules Steele, uthi,
there had never been a woman district attorney.
Isikhundla lesi sasingakaze siphathwe ngumuntu wesifazane. Wayengumuntu ophansi kodwa wayelo ukuthile okubalulekileyo.
UHarris wanqoba kulolu khetho, washo waqala umsebenzi ngokuvalela izigebengu eziningi ezilodlakela, futhi waqhelisa izigwebo zazo. Labo ababedliwe licala okwakuqala lalabo ababedala amacala angeladlakela wabafaka kuhlelo lwakhe lokuphathisa izibotshwa ukuthi zibe ngabantu abangcono olwalubizwa ngokuthi yi-back on track. Esekhethwe ukuba ngumtshutshisi omkhulu weCalifornia ngo-2010, uKamala Harris waphoqa amabhanga ukuhlawula imali engange-$20 billion ewajezisa phezu kokuqila abantu ababekwelede imali. Wathwalisa nzima izigilamkhuba ezichapha imingcele zithengisa izidakamizwa, futhi wagqugquzela ukuthi abantu abalobulili bunye labo bavunyelwe ukutshata. Ngo-2016, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba ngusenetha. Waphanga waba lilizwi elilamandla ekhuluma ngendikimba ezifana leyabantu bokuza, i-immigration, ezempilakahle, kanye lokuguqulwa kwemithetho ephatha abantu kabi. Ngodumo lwakhe lokubuza imibuzo enzima, uHarris waba ngumuntu obaluleke kakhulu elizweni lonke jikelele. Ngomnyaka ka-2020, uHarris wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli, kodwa kazange ayendawo ngoba kwakulengxabangxoza enkulu phakathi kwalabo ayesebenza labo. Owake waba ngumphathisi kaHarris, uJill Duran, uthi,
"There's definitely been stories about high staff turnover."
Yebo, sekuke kwaba nemibiko yokuthi ngenelisi ukugcina abantu abazi umsebenzi kuhle.
UBiden wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lakhe, wasekhetha uHarris ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Ababili laba banqoba kulolu khetho. Lokhu kwaba ngokwakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuthi kube lomsekeli kamongameli wesifazana kumbe onsundu. Ebhekane lodaba lokwanda kwabantu abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha emngceleni ongezansi yelizwe, uKamala Harris wakhulumisana lenkokheli yamazwe akhelane leMelika ukuze kulungisiswe ukungahlaliseki okuxotsha abantu kulawo mazwe kanye lobuyanga. Abezombusazwe baphanga bamfaka ilihlo. Osekela umnumzana Donald Trump, uKathy Wilmot, uthi,
"She was supposed to be the one that was in charge of securing our border."
Kwakumele kube nguye ovikela umngcele wethu, kodwa angazi ukuthi usekwenzile yini lokho.
UHarris usegxilile emsebenzini wakhe awuqhuba echelesile, eyisithunywa emhlabeni jikelele lapho asekhulume ngosekelo lweMelika kanye nokuqeda ukufuthelana. Emsebenzini ochazwa ngokwephula imigoqo, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lamademokrazi kukhetho lukamongameli ekuphumeni kukamongameli Joe Biden kulumncintiswano. UMatt Dibble we-VOA News ulobe lolu daba ese-Oakland, e-California.